This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. I'm Dennis Lambert. The high country around Sedona is known for many things. Vortices, which emit energy, a chapel built into a cliff, and the towering Red Rocks. Resting in the shadow of these sites, though, is a Buddhist holy site believed to amplify prayers.
For over 2,600 years, stupas have graced the earth, filled with hundreds of millions of prayers for peace, sacred relics, and ritual objects.
KJZZ's Tony Ganser brings us this audio profile with sounds and voices from the Amitabha Stupa of Sedona.
One of the members here at Kunzang Payu Choling, Shelley Sims. Right at this very moment, there are monks and nuns with our temple who are walking around the stupa in a clockwise direction. Some are ringing bells and playing a little drum, but what they're doing is they're walking around making wishing prayers, saying prayers, and meditation as they go around. We are looking at this beautiful sacred architecture. It's 36 feet tall, and actually it symbolically represents the body of a Buddha sitting on a throne with a spire on his head, but in a very symbolic way. Lots of squares and rounded shapes and a spire on the top. It's beautifully painted, almost indistinguishable from the rocks. He's the chant leader.
My name is Ani Dawa. My title is I'm a nun at Kunzang Payu Choling. I don't know if it's a title or just a state of being. Right now we're taking part in a ceremony that is called Shower of Blessings. And basically it's a setting where we accumulate the seven line prayers. And the seven line prayers is a prayer to Guru Rinpoche. He's the one who brought Buddhism to Tibet. Whatever happens around here is magnified. And it's always nice to have a monument that is dedicated more to peace versus a monument to war like you see everywhere else.
Just Barbara Turner. It's very peaceful, and it's wonderful to be in an atmosphere of truth. I lived in India for a lot of years in my adult life, so I used to, Bodh Gaya, which is the most famous stupa, it used to be like my hometown. And this is really wonderful. This is the atmosphere, this is a beautiful, beautiful place here.
My name is Brian Phelan, and we're visiting from Vegas, and we came down to Sedona to celebrate our 15th anniversary. We've, toyed or have been interested in Buddhism, and that's drawn us to this particular location. So it's a beautiful place. That's about as much as I can tell you.
My name is Camille, and I'm a monk. Anyone who comes in contact with the stupa really receives incredible blessings, and for the better. They're very rare, especially in this part of the world, and therefore to have the karma or the cause and effect connection to be in the presence of one is an incredible experience. We are trying to make available to the world the teachings of the Buddha. We have been taught that the teachings of the Buddha basically is the antidote to all suffering. By having the stupa here, by building our temples and so forth, we are trying to expose this spiritual technology to as many people as possible.
The Kunzang Payu Choling Buddhists who maintain the Amitabha Stupa say it is a man-made generator of positive energy. They eventually plan to build a temple on their 14-acre plot of land. You can find more information and pictures of the site at kjzz.org.